or Vanover versus Cole.
May it please the court, my name is Randall Forbes, and I represent the appellant who is the Social Security disability claimant in this case. This case really involves one issue or a set of issues around a topic, whether the administrative law judge properly weighed the daily activities in conformity with the case of Bjornson. And in this case, it appears that she did not. That's certainly subject to dispute, but I think when you look at the long medical history of this case within the context of the multiple abdominal and possibly pelvic surgeries that when this disability claimant talks about abdominal problems and urinary problems, there's certainly a context for the pain and for the issues involved in those. And then it is not a big leap when she says, yeah, I can do things on some days, but on other days cannot accomplish anything. So that's the gist of it. Do you have questions?
Counsel, basically, what's this woman's family situation? She's married, is she?
She is, at least at the time under consideration here, she's married. She has three teenage children, at least.
And I noticed that there was reference to her husband's deployment, and she was treated in Washington State. What was that?
I believe that's where they lived during the deployment. I mean, he's a military.
Was he on active duty or what?
Yeah, he was in Iraq during, I think, 2006, 2007, is cited in the brief.
But the reference throughout this is that he was with her.
Right, because we're this. The period under consideration in this case is a very long period. It's like 1998 through.
They're no longer together, though. What
yeah, she was. This period also covers where she was with a previous husband, divorced. I can't answer the question whether she's still together with her present husband, who is the veteran.
Yeah. Well, I didn't quite get. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And I'll anticipate that the government's going to bring up a waiver issue.
Why don't you wait until he does it, then you've got a rebuttal.
All right, well, I'll do that. That sounds good. All right, I'll reserve the rest for rebuttal time, Your Honor.
Thank you, Mr. Forbes. Mr. Curran?
Thank you. Good morning. May it please the court, Mr. Forbes. My name is James Guerin, and I represent the Commissioner Social Security in this matter. As Mr. Forbes pointed out, this court has held in Bjornson and in other cases that an ALJ can't equate daily activities with an ability to perform work. However, the ALJ in this case did not make some impermissible equivalency between Vanover's activities and her ability to work. He simply compared statements that she made to two consultative examiners with the statements that she made concerning her activities at the hearing, and he reasonably concluded that if those were inconsistent, that reflected on her credibility. Now, I would say that if the ALJ relied only on that point, only on the activities, it could still be a problem. And it would probably be a problem if the ALJ relied only on one factor, period. But as we pointed out in our brief, the ALJ in this case relied on numerous factors, which the plaintiff has not responded to. He discussed the Vanover's demeanor at the hearing, her conduct during the hearing. He discussed evidence in the record of exaggeration of drug-seeking behavior. He discussed a lack of records from the period in 1998 when Vanover alleged she became disabled. He discussed the fact that Vanover's doctor, when asked to provide a disability statement, declined. This is probably one of the strongest credibility analyses I've seen, and the fact that the ALJ also happened to discuss daily activities should not undermine the validity of his analysis of the credibility. And if the court has no questions, I will ask the court to affirm the ALJ's decision. Thank you.
Mr. Forbes?
The credibility analysis is certainly lengthy, but it starts with a funnel, which basically says the opening of this funnel is, this is a disability claimant, and based on status, she's not to be believed. And then her husband's credibility, as a husband, based on status, not to be believed. That is the partial, that in one sense, that's the opening of this funnel that goes right towards all the other credibility arguments.
By the way, did he raise the issue you intended to rebut?
Oh, no, he didn't.
He didn't.
I'd suggest that it's not waived because it's topically related.
You don't
related.
Have to do it. He didn't raise it.
It's topically related. The credibility analysis is lengthy. It's overkill, but I think that it's poisoned, and not only that, since the judge's arguments are so intricately related to the daily activities. If the daily activities were such that it shows that my client could work, then why does she need to go the extra mile and disparage their status? That just tells me that the judge didn't really believe in the argument that she put forth. And so I'd like you to consider that also. Finally, in looking at the medical on this case, every abdominal or pelvic surgery carries with it several cuts to get into the body, usually about three if it's laparoscopically done, multiple cuts inside the body. Yes, surgery's advanced a lot, but it's still cutting. And when you have two oophorectomies, a hysterectomy, an appendectomy, a cholecystectomy, a resection of the colon.
Sounds grim.
A lot of cuts, a lot of stabbing, and this poor woman who has endured all the pain and still tries to get through daily life, when she complains of pain, somebody ought to listen. Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you, Mr. Ford. Case will be taken under advisement. We move to the